One more time, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
As I said, sort of, in the opening, if you came here today to hear me explain how that works, heads up right now, I can't do that. And I wouldn't even try. That would be to profoundly misunderstand my task and my ability. And it would be to even more deeply misunderstand the nature of the gospel. I can't and I don't want to tell you how that happened. How it's true that Jesus is raised from the dead, I don't know. That it's true, I have staked my life on that. And so with all of the earth and the very stones, I cry out again, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Rosencrantz to Guildenstern. How unworthy a thing you make of me. Sir, you pluck out the heart of my mysteries. There will be no mystery plucking today. No plucking out the heart of a mystery. It strains the borders of language. It traces new paths through our brain cells. There is a deeper reality vibrating behind these texts and this story because the richness of our lives, thick with feathered things in the air and the soil beneath our feet, rich with its ancient secrets and home to whole worlds of life to which we have been blind, the richness of life, deafened by our malnourished thought patterns and anemic imaginations, the earth itself is singing today. The very stones cry out, millions of them, made of the earth, formed by fire or water and time. They've been rolled away. Matthew says that at the moment of resurrection, there was an earthquake, and the whole earth shook and broke open. And we got to see the shining, beautiful, broken bones of the earth, shining as stones do when you get to see the inside or when water is placed upon them. The earth shook, Matthew says, broke open, creating new paths never before possible or perceived. Luke is silent about the earthquake, but he says that the stones themselves would sink should we fail to do so. The road that we travel, the soil beneath our feet, the birds overhead, or in the case of ravens and the little birds in the grocery store, parts of Independent, the birds at our feet, the very stones are singing, millions of them, set free from cages or rolled away from tombs by myriad acts of bravery and kindness and compassion and guts. Stones kicked away by feet so recently washed by a servant leader. Kicked away by feet persistently practicing resurrection. Kicked away, rolled away by ordinary people outraged at the things that keep the earth and its creatures entombed. They are kicked aside and rolled away, singing as they roll, the original rock and roll. And all along the road, this road we've been on all along you're singing, Jesus lives, and life prevails, and love is the only thing that lasts and matters and remains. And the long road to life is not a different road than the one we've been traveling now, but rather we've put on resurrection glasses, and we've taken off our shoes to let our bare feet connect with the soil and feel the light and touch the holiness and hear those stones singing. And where once the stones sang, I can't get no satisfaction, now they cry, Alleluia. They cry the song of love that shook the world to its foundations, and the verses of their new song say, it's a lie that you are powerless. It's a lie that nothing will ever change. It's a lie that you don't matter, that your life is meaningless. That is an old, tired song, and it is so over. And the resurrection song has begun. And it says that this world is broken open, and resurrection life is possible and real and streaming out, and is as close like a lover whispering your name in the early morning, like a baby at the breast, like bird song before dawn. Close, the thickness of a thought away. And the difference, just as thin as the membrane of an eardrum, as fragile and miraculous as the bones of a hummingbird, it's so close. And you may be thinking that's all very well, but Monday's coming and the bills need to be paid and the dishes washed and have you watched the news lately? I know. I think of that all the time. And when we do something as holy as placing water on the head of an infant and praying that he'll grow into the fullness of who God created him to be, when you do something as holy as that, you wonder, what kind of world will he grow up into? What have we left him and offered him for his future? And you could despair, and you could think that what we do today, what we celebrate and sing, is a fantasy, a fool's dream, a fable. And yet, this season I've been more than any other season, I think, deeply aware that this is not a linear experience. We tend to think in a linear way. Lent, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, as though one cancels out the other. They don't cancel each other out. It's not a line. It seems to be a circle. The joy of this gathering and the wonder of new life right now and the bombings in Sri Lanka last night. And then new life here in this baby boy, Alex, and the joy we feel in one another, and then whatever personal holy Saturday of silence and wondering you're going through. It's not a line. They're all happening all at once. When we come to the table, we say, Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. It's not a line. It's a circle. Christ is dying, Christ is rising, Christ is coming again, always. It's a wholeness of experience. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I find it hard to express. This whole thing, what it is to live in the mystery of God, is deeper and more circular than we know. And we are at different times on different parts of that circle. And at each point, the center of that circle is God. And the call to follow Jesus. No matter where you are on that circle, the center is the same. And the center is the love and the acceptance and the call of the Holy One. So wherever you are in the circle of this holy mystery, I pray that you will know that love, that life endures, that love prevails, and is the only thing that matters. And I pray that you will stay close to the story of Jesus and to a family of faith that tells his story and seeks to follow his way. And I pray that you will learn from him to live and to die and to know deep inside the love that has power to shape the earth and make all things new. May God bless you this Easter day and always. Amen.